Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Hello. So this is our final episode that looks at our foundations of our crochet business. And for this, we're looking at revenue streams. So you need to know where your money's coming from. You need to know how you're going to make it and how to pull it all together so that you can plan. So you made that plan and make it all happen. So there are lots of different ways that you can make money from your crochet. But when choosing where that money's coming from, I would look at two things. One, what's going to get you found on Google and other searching platforms? And two, what's going to give you the chance to make that money so you don't have to be there? So you don't have to be making anything. So you don't have to have an input once you've made the sale. You know, when it comes to having a crochet business, you did not get into this because you wanted to work 60 hours a week chained to your crochet hook. You wanted to have the freedom to, you know, spend more time with your family, the freedom to set your own hours and come and go as you pleased. And so you need to put that in place. You can't really make a full-time income or have that freedom to offer that time to do what you want if you're only selling what you make. It just doesn't work. You need to have other income streams. So we're talking about crochet patterns, blogs, YouTube channels, pre-recorded courses, memberships. All these things, you can get them found on Google, and it does not depend on you having to make something after you make the sale. Memberships, yes, you do have to be present. You do have to do something. But once you've got the first member, that's kind of covered. The more members you get, the more it dilutes it down. And you can make a membership that is very low time for you. So yes, you have to create content, but you get to decide how long that takes you and how much effort you put in. You make the file once, you sell it over and over and over again. That's how crochet patterns work. That's how courses work. Blogs and YouTube channels, you make blog, you make the video, and you can rent ad space and get revenue through the ads. So the more people who read it or view it, the more money that comes in. Oh yes, you can absolutely make selling what you make one of your revenue streams, but you should really have something else that is going to give you that freedom so you are not chained to your hook and you have more time. So I would always recommend having at least two income streams if you are going to sell what you make. But if you are not selling what you make, you could only have one and it will work really well. As long as you are not tied to creating something constantly. Now, if you got to make one sale, which means making something, sending out, make a sale, make something, sending out. We want to avoid that. You want to be able to sell the same thing over and over without having to make it again. Only make it once. That's what's going to give you a stable income. It's what's going to give you the ability to take time off and get paid. It's what's going to give the ability to have the flexibility that your family needs so you can be there when you want to be there. So you are not chained to the 9-to-5, so that you can randomly take a Tuesday off if you want to. So that you can work the part-time hours and pick and choose when those hours are in your week. having these types of revenue streams in place means that your crochet business works for you. You are not working for it. And that's why it's important to have this plan in place. So the other thing that we're going to talk about is that if you're going to have more than one revenue stream, you need to make sure that the ways that you're making your money are linked. So if you're selling crochet patterns, then use affiliate links so that you can make money from the yarn sales that people buy to make your patterns. The two go together really well. If you have a blog, you can use your blog to promote your products. Whether that's courses, what you make, patterns, the two link together. If you have courses for sale, you can link them to crochet patterns that you also make. You can connect the two together. You can sell the pattern and say, if you're struggling with this technique, I have this course to help you learn it further. The two link together. And the idea is that you can make this web. So the ways you promote your revenue streams link to the ways that you make money, and it all circles in this web. So you use your social media to promote what you are offering. You can have your newsletter to also do the same. You know, a Futtery News newsletter, say, here's all my links where you can find me and what I have to offer. Link it all together. So I said before that the first thing you need to think about is something that's going to get you found on Google. Basically, anything that is not social media gets you found on Google. So I just mean you should not just sell on social media. Doing that is a really hard sale because you have to go and find all your customers. You have to work really hard to get yourself seen. And if you're not there promoting yourself, you're not getting found. You can get found on Google if you have an Etsy shop, if you have a blog, a YouTube channel, a Shopify store, Amazon Handmade. All of these get you found on Google. Anything except relying on social media. And that, again, it gives you more freedom of time because then people can search for you. They can find what you have to offer. They can find your crochet patterns. They can find your videos. They can find your blogs. They can find your products. It makes things easier for you to be somewhere that gets found on Google. And then for something that doesn't require all of your time, your blogs, courses, patterns, memberships, make sure they're getting found. It means creating content. I think people get a little bit afraid when it comes to the idea of creating content, but you do it all the time if you're on social media because the posts you make are content. It's just content that's not going to get you found on Google. You can turn a series of social media posts into a blog. You can turn a series of social media posts into a YouTube video. Creating these things doesn't have to be daunting. It just means thinking about it in a different way. And it's all more simple than a lot of people fear. We tend to fear things that we've not done before. And it can be paralyzing. And you don't move ahead. But the thing is, if you just tackle it head on, it's actually much simpler than you think. Because, the companies out there now, they recognize that there is a massive market for things that are easy to use. So Canva is the big one for me. That is something I use pretty much every day. And you can create images for social media. You can create text images for Pinterest. And the sizes are all there. They've got templates you can play around with. And it means you can create all these really good looking graphics all by yourself. And it's drag and drop technology. And now everything is turning into drag and drop. Even website design is turning into drag and drop. I've made 2 websites and haven't had to do a single bit of coding, which is amazing. Things are being made that you can use really simply. So don't let the idea of tech get in the way of you exploring these avenues and, you know, really opening up the possibilities for your crochet business. Because wouldn't you like to, you know, take time off of your family, take a week off, and just be there knowing that the money's still coming in? And that's why having these revenue streams is so important. Because it does give you, you know, that lifestyle you were dreaming of when you started this. It gets you away from this 9-to-5 culture that stops you from, you know, spending the time with your family. It means you can go drop off the kids from school and pick them up again and be with them at the end and beginning of the day, not having to worry about getting all your hours in. If you only want to work school hours and, you know, in school terms, you can if you put these things in place. If you choose a revenue stream that doesn't require you to be, you know, chained to your hook all the time. So although in this podcast, yes, I am going to talk about how to sell what you make and how to make that work for you, I will also, you know, be talking a lot about the alternatives, how to create crochet patterns, how to start a YouTube channel, you know, the things you can blog about for your crochet, creating crochet courses. I'll talk about the tech and everything around it because it is so freeing. Because having these revenue streams, that's going to give you the dream that made you start this. Your crochet business is your key to a new life and a new world. But you also have to be realistic. Making a full-time living from selling what you make, it is possible. But the hours that you would have to put into it are so, you know, extreme that many people don't want that after all. And you might get to a point where you wonder whether you just have to stop this and throw in a towel. Because if you're selling your time, which is what you're doing if you sell what you make, there's only so many hours a week you can dedicate to it. And you are stuck with the price points that you set. You basically have a cap on what income you can make from a crochet. Having revenue streams that don't require you to make something every time you make a sale, it takes that income cap away. It means that you can profit from doing the work once over and over and over again for years to come. And that's what gives you the money. That's what brings in a full-time income and takes that revenue cap away and lets you drop the hours you work. Income in goes up, hours worked goes down, which sounds completely bonkers, but if you put the work in, that's what can happen. Am I saying these things to set up very easy? No. But selling what you make isn't easy either. You know, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it, and they're not, because it does require work and dedication. Picking which revenue stream works for you can also be a case of trial and error. Chances are you've never done any of these before, so you need to test the water. Test out if you like making videos. Remember, you don't have to show your face, you can just show your hand working. Test out whether writing blogs is for you. Maybe writing a series of blogs on crochet and, you know, there's hundreds of topics you can write about that. Whether it's caring for crochet products and how you do that, what different yarns are good for, yarn reviews. There's a whole heap of topics you can write about crochet. You know, maybe courses. Maybe you would love to teach. Just because you try out each of these things once or twice, it doesn't mean that you are locked in. It's okay to experiment. It's okay to take that time. It's okay to try something and go, actually, that's not working. I don't really enjoy that. I'm just going to leave that alone. that's fine. Part of this business journey is experimenting, seeing what works for you, seeing what works for your audience, and just trying it out. Just because you're trying something doesn't mean you've got to stick with it. You've got to find what works for you, and having never done these things before, the only way you're going to find out is trying it out. And I would encourage you to try out everything that you have an interest in, because only then will you really discover what you're suited to. I mean, if you told me a couple of years ago that I'd be doing a podcast, I'd probably have laughed at you. I could not think that I would be any good at this. But I tried it out and actually really enjoy it. So here I am. You'd be surprised at what might suit you. So have a think about which of these revenue streams might suit you. And I have a downloadable, 9 different ways to make money from your crochet. I'll put that link beneath this podcast. Download it and have a read. And see if any of them take your fancy. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels, because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.